Of course she's right in front of me. I never think to look right in front of me. Okay, Marina's going to talk to you about a course, a brand new course she's offering for us, and she'll tell you about it.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, the last shall be first. My course is one of the 750s, 750-003. Well, I haven't taught in a number of years, and what Susan Collins and Alan Deardorff were trying to entice me back into teaching a course, and they said, you can teach a course on anything you want, which I think was very daring of them. And I said, well, I'd really like to teach a course on global social, corporate social responsibility. It was something I met in the trenches because I was on the boards of directors of several multinational corporations, and I actually headed the Corporate Responsibility Committee on a couple of them. And also when I was an executive of General Motors, I had responsibility for things like environmental affairs and government relations, and actually economics, and all of those were related to corporate social responsibility. And the other reason is that no one had really ever heard of CSR until a few decades ago, and today the abbreviation is everywhere in the business world. Because as American corporations went multinational, the concept of CSR went global along with it. And what it did was expand the definition of community, which is presumably what the responsibility is to all the countries where a company was doing business, and also, and even more surprising in a way, extending a company's responsibilities beyond the legal boundaries of the company itself to encompass the behavior of suppliers, and many of you have heard of the developments at Nike, which made Nike take responsibility for the way its suppliers treated its workers, and even sometimes for the behavior of the host governments in which they did business, which are some pretty unsavory countries in some cases. So this course will focus on the origins of CSR, its meaning, global CSR, its meaning and motivations, and the arguments over obligations primarily to stakeholders versus to stockholders, I'm sorry, versus a multiplicity of stakeholders, which is quite an old argument by now. And through a combination of readings and case studies, it'll address questions like the following. Is CSR a misguided idea, a cost of doing business, or a strategic opportunity to gain competitive advantage? How have the concept and its implementation evolved? How and why, for example, did it expand to include environmental sustainability? And what role is it likely to play in multinational business in the future? Now, this is actually a half course, so I'm going to be trying to cram a lot into a little bit of time, and I hope very much that some of you will be joining me in this venture.